Salvation is through Jesus, no one else. Why did Jesus do what he did? Why did he let his life be taken on the cross? What was the significance of his resurrection? When we first hear these questions, which may perhaps be common questions among inquirers, our first thought on how to answer them is, where do I start? But Jesus tells us right here in John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 14 to 18. The parable of the Good Shepherd helps us to picture the relationship between Jesus and all people. The Good Shepherd knows the cost of caring for his sheep. Just as the Father knows him and he knows the Father, he is faithful to his sheep and stays by them when things get difficult, and he searches for the lost. He knows his sheep. He lays down his life for them. And there are other sheep, and he must bring them too. Jesus gave his life and died on the cross for all people, and others came to know him because of the witnesses to his resurrection. Through his resurrection, the disciples came to understand his teaching, believed in him, stories were told, and the good news of Jesus' saving love spread, reaching out to new believers. We know that as a church family, we are valued and loved by God, and that we belong to the community of believers in Jesus. How do we show that or tell of that to those on the fringe of church, beyond the church walls, beyond the sheepfold? How do we share the good news of Jesus within the community? How do we make new disciples of Jesus? As we reach out to others, how do we show the caring qualities of the Good Shepherd? This week, a number of leaflets and forms came through the door, all to do with the election that is coming up. As we read through the information and the promises of the candidates, here is something that we can do. We can use our vote carefully and prayerfully to show that we care for our community or to play our part in the care of the environment. In light of today's Bible readings, I wonder what our manifesto would be as individuals and as a church. Maybe that's an idea as we think about our mission and outreach. How can we best serve God within the community? What is God inviting us to do? In order to serve and care for others, we need to care for ourselves and be properly nurtured. Psalm 23 speaks of our relationship with God. The shepherd cares for his sheep. We shall want for nothing. As we are cared for, our inner spirituality is nurtured and awakened. How do you know that you are loved and cared for? There is something special about prayer and allowing ourselves to come into God's presence. There are occasions when I felt the need to switch off from everything and everyone and spend some time on Bible study or prayer or read a spiritual book, even if it's only for an hour or so, and I come away feeling energized and refreshed. I was grateful to have some space to do that this week while preparing for today's service, and the nice weather is a great help. I sat outside in the sunshine with a cup of coffee, a Bible and notebook, away from the computer and the phone, and it felt really good. We can come in and out of the gate of the sheepfold to God's presence anytime. The shepherd feeds his or her sheep and looks after them. We receive our sustenance. We are fed through the words of Jesus, by prayer, and through this we come into a closer relationship with the Good Shepherd. Jesus says that there are other sheep that he needs to bring into his flock. He continues to look after the ones that are already in his care, but there are others too who need his care and attention. Jesus' resurrection had to be witnessed so that his message of salvation could be told to others. This is the power, grace, and mercy of God shown through Jesus. The story of what happened to Jesus can be told to others. His resurrection was for a purpose. It had to happen to be able to tell and show others the reality of God's power to those who do not yet believe. This is a powerful revelation that can only be brought about by God. So powerful that 5,000 immediately became believers after hearing Peter's message, and 3,000 before that and more. See Acts chapter 2. Peter was brave before the council. He told them how they rejected Jesus and discarded him just as they would reject a stone. And that was their mistake. Jesus has now become the cornerstone of the faith of thousands. Jesus showed us what salvation looks like through his life and ministry, in his healing and acceptance of those shunned by society, in the spiritual healing of those caught up in sin and wrongful living. So there is still hope for us. There is hope for those wanting to come into Jesus' care but don't know where to begin, and for those who do not know it yet. We all belong with Jesus. Peter says we can be saved by no other name but by Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. See John chapter 14, verse 6. This is the mission that we are tasked with, to pass on the message to others. Salvation is through Jesus, no one else. Amen.